If you could just tell me a little bit about what was it like when you stepped into this world of Archie Comics, this, you know, Americana, you know, Norman Rockwell, iconic. I just want to get an idea of when you came into it, what was that experience like for you?
Well, you know, I was an Archie fan too growing up, so I had that in my head that I was a longtime Archie fan. And I just was excited to be able to be a part of the whole Archie universe. And as a big fan of Dan DiCarlo and a lot of the longtime artists, it was like a dream to work there. And now that I've been there for so long, it's still great. It's still a part of, it is a part of the Americana, and it's something that I I'm happy to just be a part of as a fan and a creator.
Yeah. Now, talk to me a little bit about, because you've taken the Archie comics in very different directions with the first openly gay character and with the crossovers. Just talk to me about the decision making for that, and how did you get the confidence to do something like that?
Well, it's all about the management and the company, what they'll allow too, because we had other management up until about 2008, 2009. The older management, just, you know, as things happen, they passed away. Archie's a family-owned company, so we're not owned by any corporation. So when the old owners passed away, their family members took over. John Goldwater, who is now the CEO of the company, had a more of a modern outlook, and was wondering why Archie, in some respects, was still a little bit old-fashioned, and there wasn't as much diversity as there should be. So he just told us, me and other creators, to just create as many interesting characters as we could, as diverse as we can do it, and we did. And it really did a lot for the company as far as bringing in readers, and it also helped to propel things like Riverdale. It just sort of like, you know, we had to keep Archie relevant, you know, Archie, you know, keep it in the 21st century. And so we did it in a way that was true to Riverdale. Like, when we introduced new characters, you try and introduce them in a fun way, and in a way that sort of like the stories still have to follow the flow of the old fashioned stories, but with a modern element, obviously. And, but yeah, it's worked.
So what advice would you have for any upstart kid that wants to get into this industry? You have any advice for them?
Well, as far as artists go, I just tell them just draw all the time to get good. You have to just draw as much as possible, take as many art classes as you can in school. For me, I went to art school. I went to the Joe Kubert School in New Jersey, which is, was what kind of got me into the business. For writers, I'd say it's the same thing. Just, write as much as you can, and college, creative writing classes. And a lot of it's timing. A lot of it's meeting the right people at conventions and things like this. So, there's an element of timing. But if you're persistent and you really, if it's something you really believe in, you'll make it happen.